Curtis Barnes Sr., an individual who is no longer with us, passed in 2019. But this is an exhibition looking at his career from the time he was going to school in the 60s up into the 2010s.
Jerry Smith, head curator at the Dayton Art Institute. The exhibit Curtis Barnes Sr., Dayton Icon, will be on view at the DAI July 12th through September 14th. I'm Larry Carassel, and this is Arts Focus.
He was an artist who was highly involved in the Dayton area, taught at Sinclair, was quite active, worked with Bing Davis, and they co-founded the African American Visual Artists Guild, a group that's still together. So not only was he a terrific painter, but he's somebody who was a teacher. And so we see a lot of his influence on artists who are still working in the area today. And this is an opportunity to see a lot of his work, which I think is well overdue. He never sought out the attention, which is a shame because he certainly deserved it. But you'll see colorful, oh, he loved color. Colorful images, a lot of abstraction, but mostly abstracting from nature. Figural works, people from his neighborhood, and a lot of self-portraits because he could always sit for himself and look in the mirror when he wasn't harassing his children to come and sit for him.
So you mentioned abstraction and nature and self-portraits, but how would you describe his overall visual style?
That it is bold, colorful, largely based on nature. Sometimes you'll see portraits within works where you're like, what's going on here? And then suddenly you start to see, oh, it's a figure within this abstract design. But it is really strong, brilliant color. It's a show that a painting extravaganza.
How many of Curtis Barnes' works are in this show?
Probably between 70 and 80 works. Right now I've selected 70, one of which is on view in our rotunda area, the entrance area, just as a preview of the exhibition so people can see it early on and then continue to enjoy it while the show is on view.
What do you think is his most famous work?
Probably his self-portraits, some of which are quite large. We will have one work titled Afro from the 1970s, and he just has this big shock of hair. And then also paintings from his studio, his home studio in the basement, which he called The Tomb. Curtis Barnes, since he is a Dayton icon, if you're not familiar or whether you are familiar, this is a chance to see a lot of his works. The Contemporary, the Co., they did a show on Barnes not too long ago, and this is just an expansion of what you saw there. Really, really good work. Come out, see the local artists, and learn something. Take some pride in the Dayton area.
Jerry Smith from the Dayton Art Institute. Get more details about Curtis Barnes Sr., Dayton Icon, at the Dayton Art Institute by visiting the DAI's website, daytonartinstitute.org. I'm Larry Carassel. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.